Hey, this is Eli Campbell. You know, Steamboat is renowned worldwide for skiing, biking, and all that our natural playground has to offer. We're fortunate, though, that the natural beauty here attracts more than just outdoor enthusiasts. From local legends to world-class acts, amazing musicians regularly play the venues in our little corner of Northwest Colorado. Join me as I explore the stories and experiences of these talented artists who bring unforgettable performances to Steamboat. This is your Steamboat Soundcheck. Eli Campbell here with you at the base of the Steamboat Ski Resort where the Whalers just came off the stage. I'm with Carl and Aston Barrett Jr. How are you guys doing?
Yes, we're doing fabulous.
Doing great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Steamboat Springs. You guys helping to close out the Bud Light Rocks the Boat concert series. I know you're no strangers to the Steamboat area, but you're here playing as part of the 40th anniversary of the Legend Tour. Mm-hmm. How's that going for you guys?
Yeah, man, it's going great. Because, you know, Legend is all the greatest hits that the people love. We have a new album working on, produced by Emilio Estefan, and that album should be coming out in June. So we'll still do the Legend, but we'll do some new songs as well for the people.
Very cool. And that was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. You know, in 2020, you guys released a new album.
One World.
It's the first one in 26 years.
Yeah.
First one without the, you know, the first generation of the Whalers within it. And I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be another 26 years and it wasn't going to be your kids that we were going to be waiting for.
That's funny.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, my father, he always said that after Bob passed, they tried to do other albums, but it kind of like it was hard because they have the music, but Bob is the messenger. And then Carlton Barrett, who passed away, was another important sound to the music. So it kind of was just like up and down. So when we met Emilio, my father said, yeah, I have an open mind. First time we're going to do the album the right way. And you know, he retired, so he was there overlooking, making sure everything was good. And he's like, yeah, man, try something new, but remember the roots.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And I feel this album, we honor the roots a little bit more on this one than the last one.
Yeah.
But it's still modern, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and with the Legend album, you know, you both look like you were not born, but when that one was released. But obviously, that music is stuff that is timeless. It's spaceless. Can you talk a little bit about what the music means to you?
It means a great deal to me. My grandma was a reggae person, and I discovered my first albums, Bob Marley, through my grandma. Legend was one of them. And Waiting in Vain was the first song that I ever heard. Or the Whalers, and I loved it. The roll, that made me fall in love with drums. I wanted to know who made that sound. How do you make that sound?
Yeah,
Carlton Barrett, this man here, his uncle.
Yeah,
my inspiration. You know? Yeah. So it's a great deal to me.
Very.
To be here is a pleasure.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, and just being a part of the Whalers, I mean, you guys are carrying on a legacy that is 50 years old, carrying the torch that was lit by not just legends in reggae music, but just legends in music altogether. What does that mean to you?
It means that the mission has to continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mission has to continue. Because, I mean, many are called, few are chosen. The Whalers could have just dissolved. But the message is so important that, you know, I'm not the first child for my dad, but I would say I was born from the Most High, and my father named me Aston and my mother named me Aston. So I didn't know what I was going to do and end up coming and doing the work. So when my father saw me, he's like, you need to run Whalers. I'm like, no, I don't want to run it. Too much work. But then, you know, I'm like, I should. And I have to, because to see the smile like on your face, children's face, everyone's face, is important. So we have to carry on the mission.
Well, and speaking of the mission of the Whalers and reggae music, you know, it's music that was born out of an island culture, certainly a different, unique place than what was here in Steamboat Springs, and yet it resonates with people that are here skiing on a snowy mountain today. You know, what is it about reggae music that really draws in people of all ages, all generations?
Reggae music is the king's music. And it's a one love music, spiritual music. So it's always going to gravitate to everyone. And everyone's going to gravitate to it because it's spiritual. You know, so everyone's gonna feel it.
Can I remember what Bob Marley said, you know? I make my music so simple that even a baby could understand it.
Yeah.
So it's technical but simple, which is clever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my 8-year-old is right over here, and he is dancing to your music like you couldn't believe. And so it is. Yeah. It's something that is for everybody. It's amazing. Yeah. Now, you had the opportunity to honor the music and your father in the movie One Love this year. Mm-hmm. What did that mean to you?
It means everything.
Yeah.
It means everything to me. My father is everything.
Yeah.
And to play him in a movie, it's great because I wanted to keep his standard very high so the people could see how important it was to him to keep the music together. And Bob trusted in him and Carlton and the relationship of the brotherhood that they had, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very important. So people hear stories, but, you know, to see a movie, it gives you a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit more the knowledge of the back end.
Well, I'm sure there were stories that you had heard all through your life, but there was anything as you were diving deeper into the life of your father that really kind of stood out to you or surprised you when you were looking back at the times of the 70s and what they were going through?
Yeah, well, my father said anytime something happened on the road and anyone is like worrying, my father was always one of them is like, don't worry, man, something have to work out. Give me a spliff. And just smoke a spliff. And it always works out, so.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, man. That's the same mentality we have. You know, we're always on tour, everything's smooth. But, like, if the bus breaks down, if the tire breaks, and we're like, people are like, whoa, me and the manager are just like, hey, we got to get to the show somehow, so let's figure it out, and we always figure it out.
Yeah, well, and of course, unfortunately, your father passed away just a couple of weeks before the movie was released, but here you guys are still carrying on the legacy, and I'm sure he wouldn't have wanted anything more for you and for the band to just keep spreading the love and the message of the reggae music.
Yeah, he was always supportive.
Yeah.
You know, he used to tour with us when I took over the band. And sometime he'll take a break and show up here and there, you know. But I did tell him about the movie. He knew that I acted in it. When I finished everything, I came back. He's like, how was it? So it was great, man. They did all of these scenes. I don't know what scenes they're going to use. He's like, all right. I know you did a good job. So to get that validation from him, you know, it's great, you know.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always an amazing time. Just smiles on the faces when you guys are here in town. So thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait for the new music to come out. Yeah. And I'm sure we'll see you around here sometime again soon.
All right, brother. Thanks so much.